going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Exhausted from watching good baseball, specifically at Citi Field, where the Mets did it again last night.
The 1-1. That's ripped toward left field. Kepler over. Can't get to it. Down for a hit. Rolls to the wall. Lindor is in. Alonso chugging for second. He's there sliding in feet first with a double. An RBI double. His 25th RBI of the year. Insurance for the Mets in the seventh. And the lead over Philly now grows to 3-1.
Chugging's the right word, by the way.
Let's go, Mets!
He's got a weird running style, man.
Yeah, chugging is the way to...
Legs are going every which way. Somebody's got to talk to him about if you run, you know, a little bit cleaner, you'll be a little bit faster.
Do you ever see the videos where they speed him up running?
No, I haven't.
I mean, it is hilarious.
He's a funky dude, man.
Like, there was this video I saw him, like, going full speed from second to third and rounding third, and they sped it up. His legs are like everywhere.
Yes.
It looks like he's got fins. Legs.
Well, you know what he's doing? He's hitting a lot. And the Mets are winning a lot. That was Keith Ratton, Mets Odyssey Radio. The Mets wound up beating the Phillies 5-1. Alonso, the RBI double. The batting average, .349 after a couple of more hits last night. Luis Torrens with a two-run single, really breaking the game open. He was on SNY afterwards, happy to contribute.
Well, that moment was just... put the ball in play, right? And thanks God, everything happening our way, and we can help the team win.
And he certainly did, as is Francisco Lindor on a daily basis. Lindor 3-for-5, the tie-breaking RBI single early in this game in the second. So for all of the conversation about a slow start, which seems to be the norm this year, it's the 23rd, and he's batting .301. After last night's three-hit performance. And speaking of performances, Griffin Canning, who is... did not have a good time of it last year. He's off to a nice start, 3-1, 3.12 ERA. He went five strikeouts for the win. And here's another guy talking about pitching at Citi Field and performing in front of the fans.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, it's been so cool to pitch here. Like, the fans are in it. They understand kind of the big moments of the game. So, I mean, it's been really, really fun to pitch.
And so the Mets 11-1 at Citi Field, 17-7 overall. Carlos Mendoza says it's great. Let's relax a little bit.
It's early, you know, and I'm not looking at the standings. Our job is to continue to win series, you know. You brought it up. I have no idea. Yeah, I know we're playing well. We're racking up wins right now, and that's what you want.
That's exactly what you want. And the Phillies, a little bit of a struggle at 13-11. More on them coming up next hour. Series finale this afternoon. Mets will go for their seventh straight win. You've got David Peterson facing the old former Met, Zach Wheeler, on 880 Mets Odyssey Radio coverage at 12:30. Yankees and Guardians also with a day game. Last night you had Cleveland beating New York. It was one inning that did in the Yankees.
Hider deals, runner goes, pitch swung on, head up the middle, Volpe right there to short hop, goes off his chest, recovers, throws, and not in time. Okay. Cleveland, as Manzardo scores, 3-2, Guardians.
I mean, it's
a Volpe.
Volpe had needed, it's a tough play, it's a really tough
a
play.
A base hit, though?
I think it was an error, but he also... came up late in the game with two men on and struck out. Yep. So
he's had a struggle, no doubt, to start the season. And the Yankees wound up losing to the Guardians 3-2.
He's still using that torpedo bat.
Well, that's quieted down, huh?
Yeah, it has.
Stephen Kwan scored from second base on a double steal on a Mark Leiter wild pitch to get within 2-1. Kyle Manzardo, the game-tying RBI double. And then you had the Martinez. That was really infield RBI.
I do like the 6:30 start, though.
Yes, 6:10.
6:10 start was great.
I agree. Here was Volpe on that play specifically.
I feel like I got to make that play. Those are the type of situations you want the ball hit to you, and it didn't come through, so it's obviously... feel like you take it on the chin and you wear it for the team, but you just want more of those opportunities to come through. So when it doesn't happen, it's frustrating.
Now you had Will Warren go five innings, throws into the sixth, gives up a couple of base hits. They pull him for Mark Leiter. He was charged, Leiter, with one run on three hits and a walk. Not the best of starts, but some goofiness too in the inning.
You mean Warren or Leiter?
Leiter. So Warren went five plus, gave up a couple of base hits, comes in, and then Leiter was charged with one run. The two went to Warren because he was responsible for the two guys on base. Here was Leiter on a difficult inning for sure.
Didn't bounce our way, really. I don't really have a lot to unpack about it. Tried to make good pitches and didn't get outs.
Yeah, so Al Sun, not a good day last night.
The unpacking. I love that one.
Yes.
I don't have a lot to unpack.
And for anybody out there, I know it's not Al Sun. It's a joke. Aaron Judge, 4-for-4, batting .411. On the season, you got Carlos Rodon, Luis Ortiz today on Sports Radio 660 AM at 1230. Next hour, some sound from around the league, too, with the Cubs beat the Dodgers in extra innings and also a great play.
That was a huge comeback in the ninth inning.
Yeah, it was.
Them.
Pretty good. After the Dodgers scored, I think, five runs to take the lead in whatever inning it was. And the Twins had a cool finish as they beat the White Sox last night.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are now, let's see, 12, about 24, what are we, 36 hours away from the NFL draft. So it seems like the Titans are locked in on what they are doing at number one. Here is their GM, Mike Borgonzi.
We've come to a consensus, the entire organization, is to stay at that pick. And I guess you'll find out Thursday night who we pick.
And we certainly expect
it to be Cam
Ward.
See, that's the thing you're looking for, G. I keep telling you, a consensus.
Consensus.
You want a consensus. You don't want a split building.
Right, like
you don't want personnel on one side and the coaches on the other,
like the Dolphins and Brian Flores and Justin Herbert and Tua.
Yes,
that you don't whole want situation. That. Yeah,
it'll be in Green Bay tomorrow night. Who do the Giants take at number three? Who do the Giants select at quarterback? We certainly know they're going to end up with somebody. You would think. Here's Jackson Dart with Kay Adams, the Ole Miss quarterback. The Giants very appealing to him.
They were great. You know, I feel like the people in the organization really get it.
and they want to win. They want to win now, and I think that that's something that, you know, was very apparent in the way that they were talking to me. And, you know, I think that it would be a special opportunity, especially with the connections that I had with Eli.
Who also said he would like to be part of this process, I suppose. That's what Dart said. And then you talked about...
What now?
Like, Dart was talking about meeting with the Giants, and I guess he met with Eli as well.
Oh, just okay.
That Eli would, you know, would love to be able to help out a little bit. Yeah, mentor that's him. All.
Okay.
And I guess, you know, with the and whole thing.
And then when Eli's nephew's drafted by the Giants, then what?
Well, they're going to have a terrible season then, right? You would think if they're going to get him next year. Mm. When you project him to be a pretty high pick.
The hope of every Giant fan is to somehow figure out a way to get to Arch Manning.
That means another lousy season.
Unfortunately, yeah. And a new coach and a new general manager. If that happens.
Yeah. Par for the course.
I got the perfect combination. Head coach, Bill Belichick. General manager, Jordan Hudson.
Book it.
Bring him in. Get him here. Ton of fans.
So he goes to North Carolina for one season. Giants are brutal. Here comes Bill and Arch and Jordan.
Jordan Hudson. Let's go. Giants back on the map, just like that.
That would be blazing trails, that's for sure.
Damn right.
Here's one more from Dart talking about he and Shador Sanders. The two are thought to be picked in the first round. Well, I guess in the first round. I have no idea what Shador anymore, and I don't know where Dart's going to go. But in terms of their relationship.
He called me like 2 hours ago, probably just, you know, checking in to see what's all going on and whatnot. But no, he was at Jackson State, so, and I was, you know, right down the road in Oxford.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were competing for some of the same guys in the transfer portal.
And so they got to know one another, and now they're kind of friends off the field as well. Now, he spent some time, meaning Sanders did, with the Steelers. Here was Mike Tomlin and what he took from that meeting and workout.
The things that stood out were evident in this video. There's a toughness there that doesn't get talked about enough. There's a competitive spirit there that doesn't get talked about enough. I know he's very talented and has made a lot of plays for his university and his team. But the intangible qualities displayed on tape were impressive to me.
And I guess Al told me today that's now the betting favorite where he will land.
Yeah, well, anybody who covered the Steelers yesterday put out that they have never heard Mike Tomlin talk in such detail about a player ever. Since he's
Deion's
gotten there.
Deion's kid, man. Come
and,
on.
Well, but still, it's not like, you know, this is the only popular player ever to be drafted. And they also said he likes doing smokescreen stuff, but they were just surprised at how much detail he went into talking about it.
This is really the ultimate silly season right now. As we get closer and closer to the draft, more and more of these stupid stories come out. You know, you never know whether or not some team is trying to put out a story so a guy maybe would drop. I don't think that that's the case. I think... most of these buildings know exactly what they want to do, who they want, who they're targeting. And quite frankly, it really comes down to whether or not, as you heard Borgonzi, the GM from the Titans, say, we're staying put with number one. So we're not taking any trade calls. We're not doing anything. We know who we're taking, and you'll find out on Thursday night.
Why wouldn't you?
Maybe they've exhausted all of those already up to this point.
Right, but like, so we were talking this morning. Phone rings tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And a team wants to give them a haul for the number one pick. You're going to tell me they wouldn't take that call?
It doesn't sound like they're going to. So maybe they're done with all of that and they just want to move on and they want to take their quarterback and, you know, hopefully get their team straightened out.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.